Hello, audio boomers. It's Paul Hopkins, VI Podcasting, October 14, day 20, B-sides and unusual bonus track type thingies. Okie doke, so that is another cup of coffee, and it's Mike and the Mechanics. What's his name? Mike Rutherford, isn't it? I love his stuff, you know. He does some amazing things. You go back to, 1980s, he was doing stuff with Mike and the Mechanics, early 80s. And on iTunes, I think it must have only just been released, there's... A single collection, but it also includes some rarities. I think it's called something like the singles collection and rarities or something like that. Anyway, that was released as an A-side of as a CD single, and you get a couple of tracks. So yeah, okay, it's not really a B-side. Really, and that's the thing, isn't it? Let me discuss this for a second. You go to iTunes, and let's say, for example, like I wanted to find the B-side of I have to admit this, I was gonna make you hear Bucks Fizz song. Bucks Fizz, for those of you that might not know, listening from the US, were a British band, and they won the Eurovision Song Contest in, I don't know, 1980, Frozen to Death. And they then went on to have quite a lot of hits, really. I didn't realise. I mean, I was a fan of them, really, when I was younger. But they had a lot of hits. And I wanted to find the B-side of one of their songs. And, of course, it's not available. It's not. You don't get B-sides. What iTunes would tend to do is just give you the singles from the albums. And then, yes, you might get the, you know, a different version of a single or something like that. But it would only be as a collection of either something from an EP or something from, as I said, an album. You don't get B-sides, as far as I know. And I think that's a travesty. That's a real letdown in terms of these downloadable songs. It's great that we have them. But as I said, you don't tend to get the B-sides. So anyway, so I was looking for, I thought, well, let's not do Bucks Fizz then. And also, Bucks Fizz, oh, I don't know, they've got some weird history, I reckon. They all split up, didn't they, and all sorts of weirdness. They were going around saying, we're the real Bucks Fizz, and then they were going, no, we're the real Bucks Fizz. But none of them had the original, or hardly any of the original artists, you know, band members in them and all that business. But yeah, if you want to go and have a little play of any Bucks Fizz stuff, it's B-U-C-K-S, Bucks Fizz, F-I-Z-Z. Bucks Fizz, isn't it like orange juice and champagne mixed together? Don't the Americans, do you not call that mimosas or something like that? Having been to America, I think that's what he called it. So I remember there was quite a confusion with the language because people going, I went into a hot air balloon with some people and you have to pour this champagne and orange juice over the rookie's head when they've had their maiden flight. And they were going, we have mimosas, Paul. And you're going, and whatever. And I was like, what? What's a mimosa? And then I was trying to explain that I knew what the mix of orange juice and champagne was, but it wasn't mimosa in England. I don't know. That could be down to my ignorance. Of course it could. But someone can put me right on that. That would be awesome. So anyway, pour yourself another cup of coffee, which was this one, which obviously we're not going to play all of again. But just to give you kind of a sense of where I'm going, because I had a little chat there. Okay? So that's that. And then on the B side of that, or that came with it, was this really quite a beautiful song on the face of it, but actually it's quite a Victrolic song. It's good. I like it. It's called You Don't Know What Love Is, and I'd looked for this song for a while because I had it on the CD single, but then for some reason I lost the CD. In fact, I think I was burgled. I mean, I know it was burgled, but I think it might have gone with stuff that was stolen at the time. Sorry, I'm not laughing about being burgled. It's just I've just been reminded as to where that by my brain first thing in the morning as to where that CD single might be. Oh yeah, is that time you were burgled? Says my brain. Thanks. No, very traumatic at the time. No one was hurt, fortunately, and things like that. And it wasn't, you know, no one was in the house. It was all that kind of thing. But yes, ransacked my room somewhat, let's say, in the house that I was sharing at the time. Anyway, this is the B-side. I love it. I think it's a really cool song. And he's got a really good voice. Now, is he the keyboard player? Was he the keyboard player in Genesis? Obviously, he was part of Genesis, like Peter Gabriel, Phil Collins, Mike Rutherford, and so on. Here it is, anyway. Enjoy. And then we have another song for you after that. Or after this, should I say. You'll like it. It's a live song. But I would call it a bonus track. I'll speak to you in a second. Enjoy You Don't Know What Love Is by Mike Rutherford.
You don't know what love is, baby. Someday you may. You don't know the hurt you cause and all the thoughtless things you say. You don't know. You don't know. You don't know what trust is, maybe. Someday you'll find someone is obsessed by you. Someday you may.
It's one of those really pretty songs, isn't it? And yet it has quite a lyric there. She's getting a bit of a telling off, I reckon. Of course, that could easily be reversed, and it could be a guy that you could say that to. So, you know, we've got some equality going on here, I reckon, from my perspective. But yeah, no, really good song. Really, really good song. And I think you should definitely give Mike Rutherford, so Mike and the Mechanics, a little try. Of course, one of his most well-known hits would be The Living Years. But he had many other hits, or has had many other hits. Probably still continues to. I haven't heard of him for a little while, though. Okay, so going to think about the next song. Bear with me a sec. So last one then, this is Ellie Goulding with a live version of Starry Eyed from iTunes Sessions 2013, I think.
And old bars that I let go for anyone. Take me in and I'll throw out my heart and get a new one. Next thing I'll be searching. You look at me, it's like you hit me with lightning. Oh, everybody's story, I. And everybody glows. Oh, everybody's story. In my body he goes. Ooh, oh, oh, I, ooh, oh. Oh, it's arching. You look at me, it's like you hit me with lightning. I, oh, everybody's story. I, and everybody glows. Oh, 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 everybody in my body goes. Oh, 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 I, oh, oh.
Ellie Goulding there, Starry Eyed. So that was probably, yeah, you could almost put a bit of a female-male vocalist thing there, couldn't you? Side by side, great vocalist there then. So, yeah, proof that I do like my male vocalists as well. That's it for me then. Unusual for me to sign off without any music in the background, but I kind of didn't want to interrupt that too much, any of those songs. Been trying to do that a bit less. But it does mean then that you get me kind of almost a bit of a non-ending, really. But yeah, that's it for me for today. And we'll be looking at October 21st. Can't believe it's going, October 21st. Can't believe it's going so quickly. But really been enjoying it. And thanks to everyone who's commented on my booms pretty much every day. I've been getting comments from on the different ones that I've been doing. And I've tried to leave some comments back too, and yeah, I do see them all. And I've also been listening to loads as well. I've been learning a lot about music. And I think it would be fair to say my taste is already quite eclectic, but being able to listen to what other people are doing is, and the way people interpret the different days is really cool. Okay, this has been Paul Hopkins of Your Podcasting. You've been listening to me and Octava 14, and I'll see you tomorrow or whatever, the next day, the next Octava installment. Bye for now.